It's time for the Celebrity Snitch Huggy Lowdown. Huggy!
What's the deal, Pickles? Is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Silver Wilk.
Happy Hump the Hump, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
What's up, Dog Pound? It's Wednesday already. Oh, no shorty. It's a hump day, which means Monday's gone, Tuesday too, and two more days. The week is through.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be in Orlando at the family reunion acting a fool.
Yeah.
Speaking of fools acting, did y'all accidentally maybe perhaps get a chance to watch any of the Republican circus on TV last night?
Yes, sir.
Man, I was sitting on my futon, furious. I had me a box of fiddle faddle and an ice cold Yoo-Hoo. See, that's how I relax in the hug shack. Any whatever I was saying, I'm on the phone with my homie Curtis, who used to work Secret Service till Hinckley made him nervous.
Yeah.
And we were watching the convention playing a game of Count the Black People. Tom Silver J, y'all ain't never played a game of Count the Black People? We have counters and everything. You know, like the counters on they have on Jeopardy?
Yeah.
Are we serious? And as soon as we see a black face in the place, we click it. Click it? I saw Condoleezza Rice on a Republican black cam. Click. Curtis said he saw another black woman named Mia something.
Mia Love.
That was another click. Then he got another click for some random black dude the Republican black cam zoomed in on, and he looked like an extra in the Hunger Games that volunteered because they call his little brother's name. Did y'all see everybody in the audience eyes last night? It was like the whole crowd were glamored. My new name for people who believe Mitt Romney can run this country is Rombies. They're all Rombies, Tom. Yesterday's message at the GOP was, we built this. But we all know their slogan should have been, we bullshiggity. Every speaker that spoke talked more about themselves than Mitt Romney. They talk more about what President Obama so-called is not doing than what Mitt Romney is capable of doing. We still don't know who this tin man is. It was every man for themselves last night, from the governor of South Carolina, Jay's hometown, you know, Nick Haley, or as I like to call her, Sarah Palin's seat filler, to Rick Santorum, to the Chris Farley of the Republican Party, and massive mascot of the pep rally, New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. Y'all hear Uncle Buck keynote?
Yes.
It was all about him. The only shiggity he said about Mitt was, America need him. It was like he was a preacher preaching a funeral of a non-church member, wasn't it?
That was it.
It was a wonder the cake boss didn't call Mitt Matt Romney because he didn't cake know boss. Who the tin man is.
Cake boss.
Jay, did you see the suit he had on? Did you see that suit? He must have got that suit from the Big and Wide shop. It was enough material in that suit to make a back-to-school uniform for the kids in Newark for a whole year. I haven't seen a major suit like that since I played a game of bridge. That suit was bigger than Apple versus Samsung, Silver. Did y'all hear Ann Romney trying to connect with the women like she can relate? Yeah. I raised 5 boys. Yeah, but you also got $200 million. I know her nanny somewhere like, this is some bullshit. I'm just saying, it's real easy to raise 5 boys and some hundreds of millions in the bank. She probably had 5 nannies.
Wow.
All she said was, Mitt was a good provider. That's for your household, not for our country. And stop playing. We still don't know who the tin man is. And Jay, are you okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard you got forked up.
Okay, that's correct.
Keep on hanging out with them two white women, okay? See y'all at the family reunion.
25.